Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, the rain has subsided, blue skies, time to get out there and enjoy the Carolinas.
Spring is in the air.
You got it. Summer's right around the corner. It's going to be 100 degrees before you know it. Hang on to your hat, buddy. It's going to get sweaty.
It is coming. Summertime comes right after springtime, but we do have a late spring that we are enjoying now that all those storms have gone away. I heard a lot of complaints about the cooler weather, but Don, that really probably is just spring in the Carolinas.
You're kind of beating your head on the anvils complaining about the weather, aren't you?
I think you may be right. Listen, what we're doing this week, Don, is in the Carolina outdoor world anyway, is a little bit of it is the golf world, because upcoming, a lot of things are going to wake up out there at the Quail Hollow Country Club.
I heard a little something about that.
We got the return of the Wells Fargo tournament.
There you go.
So a lot of people will be heading out there.
Welcome home from your sabbatical last year.
That's right, a little bit of sabbatical. Of course, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Jesse Brown's Storyteller Night is upcoming, too, May 17th. We're going to talk to one of the storytellers, Paul Neal, about his adventure. We don't get to hear his whole story. It's too big a story for us to handle on the Carolina Outdoors, but he will tell his story May 17th at Jesse Brown's Storyteller Night. So we'll have a little bit of flavoring later on in the program. And Don, of course, you know, every day through the week, whether it be online, whether it be television, whether it be via the radio waves, we talk about politics and the upside downsides, the adversarial opponentry in politics. And that kind of came into the outdoor realm recently, too. And
need to watch out. You're about to get me riled up.
We're going to get Don Yeager riled up. I have a couple of things, and we can glance off of them in the opening segment, but one of which involves Happy Valley. We're going to go straight to Penn State, where they had a little shift in the sands with the Penn State Outing Club.
Let me tell you, my wife is a graduate of Penn State, and even she is appalled by this development at Penn State. And no, I'm not talking about Sandusky or any of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the Outdoor Club. The Outdoor Club is no longer allowed to go outdoors.
No, that's right. So I've got some of the news here.
Can't go to remote locations where there's limited cell phone service because it could be a problem. Somebody could get hurt.
Well, they could get hurt, couldn't they?
Yes. That'd be the whole point.
This is a result of an assessment of risk management by the Penn State University that determined
risk management
that the types of activities in which the Penn State Outing Club engages are above the university's threshold of acceptance or threshold of acceptable risk for recognized student organizations. Now, I do have it from the officer board of the Penn State Outing Club that they are not, the community that grew up around the Outing Club is not going anywhere. They're still going to be on hand. And in breaking news, at least as of April 25th, they had a special announcement that after all of the outpouring of support over the past few days after the announcement by Penn State University dropping
support. They called them out and told them how ridiculous it was.
Well,
go ahead.
They are going to be listed as a special interest student organization.
We got no knowledge of.
So they are going to, they are not going to be disbanded at the end of the semester as previously announced. Now they're going to be a special interest organization that is going to be recognized by Penn State and will allow them to continue in the many events and activities that they have been doing for 98 years.
Just sign this waiver and hold the college no longer responsible.
It's something like that.
My gosh. I tell you what, next thing you know, they're going to drop fly fishing from the curriculum because you have to wade in streams and you might fall down and hurt yourself.
Well, you know what? That's part of the big deal about Penn State University is because they have been such a bastion of the outdoor community, fly fishing, hiking. I mean, Pennsylvania is a hotbed anyway, but Penn State specifically has been a hotbed for the nurturing of this, per this club that's been in existence for 98 years, coming up on their centennial.
Yeah, well, we're going to dilute it down, dumb it down, and make everybody get a passing grade, right?
Well, hey, everybody likes a good fight every once in a while. Let's bring up another one that happened in our outdoor world. Of course, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here. We're the outdoor guys on the Carolina Outdoors program. And at Jesse Brown's, where we hang our hat, we have a primetime brand there called Yeti Coolers. And, boy, they're having a little altercation, if you will, with the NRA.
Well, as we would say down on the farm, they stepped in it.
So, what is this little fight about? Why does a brand based in Austin, Texas, why are they picking a fight or going up against, with everybody else, I guess, the NRA and the Washington, D.C.-based lobbying group?
Well, the ironic part of that is what made Yeti early on is they bought up all the advertising on all the hunting shows, on all the outdoor channels out there, and got themselves, you know, positioned as the sportsman's cooler, and now what?
So now what is, in a review of their promotional programs and discounting programs, Yeti ended a discount program with the National Rifle Association Foundation. Now, that's the guns lobbying charitable arm. And Yeti claims that they were doing it as a cleansing of an outdated program with NRA Foundation and some other foundations like that.
And they found out the NRA's got teeth, right?
So, yes, NRA members from around the nation under the hashtag support the NRA. And, of course, everybody knows that the NRA has been under fire since the Florida school shooting and that sort of thing. So, anyway, all of this converged at the same time, and Yeti has begun, first off, they claimed that the NRA was incorrect in their statement, accusing...
How'd that work out for
accusing
them?
Yeti of not supporting the NRA.
Right.
Yeti then, in turn, accused the NRA of being incorrect in their statement. So both organizations are accusing
each other. Have we lawyered up yet?
We are not, but to your point, the PR damage for Yeti is being scoped out, so to speak, and they are backpedaling, trying to say, hey,
I bet they are.
We support the Second Amendment, we support outdoors people, we support NRA membership, we just don't get into political activities.
Oh, they're already in it now.
Well, by not being in political activity, I guess the climate, the way it is these days, if you're not for us or you're against us or whatever.
Sort of the same thing going on with the banks. Bank of America specifically, not financing gun manufacturers, all that kind of thing. You got to be a little careful when you're playing politics in a kind of a public service like a bank.
That's right. Well, anyway, hopefully everybody will heal up. Of course, we do have Yeti at Jesse Brown's. Other retailers have parted ways with Yeti, blowing up coolers online. You can see it all.
All that good fun.
Yeah. Of course, one of the bloggers.
I'm not blowing mine up. I paid too much for it.
That's right.
It keeps ice longer.
What kind of protest is that? But anyway, Yeti coolers came about in 2006, 2007. Fairly young company, but they have enjoyed a magnitude of success with that company, and we'll see how this all turns out. Hey, we're glad everybody's joining us on the Carolina Outdoors. Again, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT. You can also go over to jessebrowns.com and listen to the podcast. We break down all four segments for your listening pleasure. You can also join in for conversation, for opinions, for anything at the Facebook page, Jesse Brown. So you can also see some of the people that we're speaking about on today's segments, Don. Something going on in Charlotte for the next 17 or so days, and it is, I think, the 14th anniversary of this. Bike Charlotte kicks off April 27th. It's going to go all the way through May 13th. We're going to have Neil Boyd on the program to tell us about this 14-year-old event, what Bike Charlotte's about, and its coordination with the Wells Fargo, Open Street 704. We're also going to have a storyteller, Paul Neal, a Rock Hill, South Carolina native now in Pineville, is going to talk about his appearance at Jesse Brown Storyteller Night on May 17th. And we're going to find out about biking across America 1967 and again in 2017. Lastly, the Black Alachian is going to come back on the airwaves and tell us about his 2017 hike and some of his upcoming adventures. All of that upcoming here on the Carolina Outdoors.